أنتم برفقة SBS عربي 24. اكتشفوا المزيد من القصص العظيمة على sbs.com.au/arabic.
فازت الفنانة الأسترالية اللبنانية جيليان كيروز بمنحة نيو ساوث ويلز للفن البصري للعام 2024 بعد منافسة شديدة مع 5 فنانين أستراليين آخرين. وتتميز الفنانة الشابة جيليان بأسلوبها الفني الذي تستخدم فيه خيوط الحرير كرمزية لبلدها لبنان الذي كان يعتبر من أهم دول العالم في صناعة الحرير خلال القرن 19. تحدثت الفنانة التشكيلية عن نشأتها في منطقة غرب سيدني وكيف انعكس ذلك على أعمالها الفنية قائلة إنها تشعر بسعادة عارمة لحظة الإعلان عن فوزها بمنحة الفن البصري في New South Wales Visual Art Fellowship 2024.
I feel a bit overwhelmed. I'm still processing it because, you know, I've been working on it for so long and it's so much hard work, and yeah, I still have so many feelings. So just overwhelmed, over the moon though, and yeah, very, very grateful and honored.
وأضافت الفنانة جيليان إنها عملت بجد واجتهاد لفترة طويلة من الزمن من أجل أن تحظى بهذا الفوز المرموق الذي كان مفاجأة لها ولعائلتها التي تدعمها دائما.
Very much a surprise. They were there on the night, and sometimes, you know, they don't always come to art exhibitions because they think it's my work. So I said to them, I really need you to be there that night, and I'm so glad that they came. Yeah, my mom, like, she was crying, and my dad had the biggest smile on his face. So it meant a lot, and you know, it's I owe so much of it to them because they're such hardworking people, and they, you know, instilled in me so many values that I have in my art practice. So it meant so much for them to be there.
وتحدثت الفنانة التشكيلية جيليان كيروز عن الخطط التي ستقوم بها بعد أن حصلت على المنحة المالية وقدرها 30,000 دولار، مشيرة إلى أنها ستعمل على تحقيق أحلامها بتنفيذ مشروعها الذي يجسد الفن اللبناني.
Yes, well, for the fellowship itself, because we have to develop a proposal. So that was part of the interview and the assessment and the exhibition, was that we had to develop a budget and a program plan that basically helped us to think about how we want to use the money to benefit our artistic practice in the next few years. So, I mean, firstly, I'm like so looking forward to having some sleep after all the hard work. It's been a lot. So that's my first plan, is to rest and to eat and to celebrate with family. But the next step for the fellowship, I can tell you about the details of it. So I want to do a mentorship with 2 people. So one of them is Western Sydney artist Khaled Sabsabi, who's Lebanese Australian, and then also with Joanne Saad. She was born in Australia, based in Wollongong, but is now based in Beirut in Lebanon, and so she's a teacher and an incredible artist as well. And so I want to do a mentorship with the both of them, and then I am planning to go to the Sharjah Biennial next year, which is a big art festival that happens in Dubai or in Sharjah. And so I'll be able to go there and connect with lots of different artists from the Middle East and beyond, but be able to see artwork and be able to connect with artists and curators who I wouldn't be able to always connect with here in Australia, and be able to hopefully, yeah, make some exciting new relationships that would benefit my practice in the long run. And then finally, I am hoping to do a project with other young women of colour and female artists from Western Sydney in a partnership with Campbelltown Art Centre, who are in Southwest Sydney, and also the Arab Image Foundation, who are based in Beirut. Pretty big plan.
وتقيم الفنانة الشابة الأسترالية من أصول لبنانية جيليان كيروز معرضها الفني في سيدني من 5 تموز يوليو وحتى 6 تشرين الأول أكتوبر. وفي سؤال عن كيف ستدعم هذه المنحة مشاريع ومعارض جيليان كيروز وبالأخص استخدامها للحرير في معارضها التشكيلية، ذكرت إنها ستتعاون مع فنانين كبار لتنفيذ مشروعها الفني الجديد.
It's a very good question, and I feel, I mean, firstly, it's such an honor to receive it, because when I look at the list of other recipients throughout the last 27 years that the fellowship has been running, there are so many well-known internationally, but, you know, Australian artists who are so well recognized and are such incredible artists in their own right that I feel just absolutely humbled and honored to be following in their footsteps, particularly the Lebanese-Australian artists such as Khaled Tsabi and Eddie Abt, who you previously interviewed as well. So to be, you know, standing, you know, in their footsteps is such a honor, and I think demonstrates just how prolific this fellowship opportunity is. So I really hope to be able to keep pushing my practice, to be able to do the community proud, do my family and friends proud, but keep working hard and find ways to expand my practice both locally in Western Sydney, but also internationally as well.
وفي الختام شكرت الفنانة الشابة جيليان كيروز كل شخص ساعدها في الحصول على المنحة وتطوير عملها الفني وخصت بالذكر عائلتها وشريكها.
I would really like to thank everyone because it's such a village that helped me get to where I am today, particularly my family, my parents, my partner Harry, but also the community in Western Sydney. Like I feel like we always, you know, we don't always have heaps of funding access or resource access, but there's a type of determination and ambition in Western Sydney, in the communities there, particularly the Western Sydney art organisations and art workers who have helped me get to where I am today. So I'm very, very honoured and I hope to do them proud. And to any other young people who want to pursue a creative career, I tell them to be hardworking, but ambitious and passionate, and you will get there. No matter what you want to be, if you're hardworking, you will get there.
Thank you very much, Jillian Kairouz. Wish you all the best.
Thank you, Mana.
استمعوا الآن إلى الموسم الثاني من بودكاست أستراليا بالعربي، أحدث إصدارات SBS عربي 24، يأخذكم في رحلة استقرار بعض المهاجرين العرب ويشارككم بأبرز الصدمات الثقافية التي تواجههم عند وصولهم إلى أستراليا.